We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 6:30 on this Tuesday morning, 71 degrees. Sedgwick County health officials now report 1,597 residents have been diagnosed with COVID-19 in the county. 28 residents have died. Kansas Department of Health and Environment reports 16,901 COVID-19 cases across the state. KDHE says 280 Kansas deaths have been linked to COVID-19.
Last Friday, an emergency session of the Wichita City Council passed an ordinance requiring residents to wear a mask in public.
While there are fines in place, Wichita Mayor Brandon Whipple tells KSN News the ordinance is not intended to be a moneymaker.
Police officers are duty-bound to enforce city ordinances. That's law. Right now, we don't want it to get to that. We learned during the shutdown that enforcement through responsibility works.
Whipple says the police will be able to use discretion and will carry masks with them to hand out as well. Police say the public can also pick up masks for free at any of the four police substations. They also ask that you do not call 911 to report someone not wearing a mask. But if you have questions about the mask ordinance, the city has created a mask hotline for you to call at area code 316-303-8255. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Mayor Whipple tells KNSS News protesters showed up outside his home over the weekend. He welcomed them and offered them cold sodas.
They came and had their voices heard, drank some Coke and went on their way. We had no problem. So glad that the First Amendment's alive and well.
8 to 10 people showed up for the peaceful demonstration. Whipple commented during Mondays with the mayor on the Steve and Ted in the Morning Show on KNSS.
Kyle Young has been charged with capital murder, aggravated burglary, and criminal possession of a weapon by a felon. He was arrested Friday for the January 2nd shooting in a downtown hotel that resulted in the deaths of 27-year-old George Kirksey and 22-year-old Alicia Roman. Officers responded to a shooting call at the hotel at Waterwalk, 700 block of South Main. Upon arrival, officers located Kirksey and Roman with multiple gunshot wounds. Both were pronounced deceased on the scene.
Protests got out of control in parts of the country during 4th of July weekend. Fox's Alex Hogan with more from New York.
Some protesters say that these tributes don't deserve to stand because of what they represent. Many of the protests that we've seen here in New York City begin here at Washington Square Park, where just a week ago, some people were caught on camera dousing the George Washington statue with red paint. Meantime, this weekend in Baltimore on the 4th of July, protesters ripped down a Christopher Columbus statue, throwing it into the city's harbor. A local Italian-American group tried to recover it, but unsuccessfully did so. And in Rochester, New York, a statue of abolitionist Frederick Douglass was ripped down on the anniversary of one of his most famous speeches.
Another group of protesters burned the American flag outside the White House following President Trump's speech Saturday.
U.S. military chiefs are recommending a ban on displays of the Confederate flag at military facilities.
Multiple sources tell Fox News a draft agreement by the secretaries for the Army, Navy, and Air Force recommends barring the display of the Confederate flag on military bases, ships, and other public places. The ban would not apply to displays that are part of historical art or paintings. A final decision rests with Defense Secretary Mark Esper. He requested recommendations from service chiefs last month about racial issues. The Marine Corps initially banned the display of the Confederate flag earlier this year. The Navy signaled the same before Esper requested a review and a consistent Defense Department policy. Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. Yesterday, we had a few isolated areas across south-central Kansas that saw some very heavy rainfall, including in Park City. But that system has moved on off to the east, and it's a dry and quiet start to the morning for us. Sunny and 93 later on this afternoon. Clear tonight, Tarlo 72, breezy and 94 on Wednesday. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now partly cloudy, 71 degrees. We have a south wind at 6 miles per hour. 6:35, Stephen Ted in the morning here on this Tuesday morning on KNSS. On this date, July 7th in 1954, Elvis Presley made his radio debut as Memphis, Tennessee station WHBQ played his first recording for Sun Records, That's All Right. Elvis, 1954, Ted. Made his radio debut.
Yeah, at the time, just another singer.
Just another guy
just
coming
putting
along.
Another song on the air.
Yep. But that started
who knew
off
that he would become a
started off a pretty good
worldwide
career.
Star.
Yeah, pretty good career there for the guy we now call the King of Rock and Roll. Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms has announced that she has tested positive for COVID-19. Made the announcement yesterday afternoon on Twitter. In her message, she writes, "COVID-19 has literally hit home. I have had no symptoms and have tested positive." Bottoms has been in the news lately as she handled the aftermath of a shooting of Rayshard Brooks, a black man shot in the back by police as he ran away from them after being told he was being arrested. She is also among those said to be under consideration as a potential vice presidential pick on Joe Biden's Democratic ticket. I did not know that. But the mayor of Atlanta testing positive for COVID and saying, "I don't have any symptoms." Wow, that's what one of the things that makes it pretty scary, Ted, is you don't have any symptoms. You don't know if you got
some.
Some don't. Some do. Some go, you know, obviously some people are dying from it, but others, they don't even know they've got
others
it.
Others may not have known they ever had it.
I don't know how you tell. I mean, well, you can make a test, I guess, but I should probably ask my doctor if he could test me and Shelly, because we think, well, she was ill the first of the year. I was not, but I may have not had any symptoms. Now, you've heard that Dan's story a minute ago, I think, about the city of Wichita encouraging masks, face mask wearing, and they have a hotline.
It's more than encouraging.
Yeah, mandating, whatever.
It's an order.
They have a hotline if you want to turn somebody in, 316-303-8255. And you can email masks@wichita.gov or visit wichita.gov/coronavirus. So you want to turn somebody in, I guess that's the way you do it. City says don't call 911 about face masks. They want that line for more important business. And the police department recently received a generous donation of 10,000 KN95 masks from Air Capital Distribution.
How about that?
Wow, thank you, Air Capital Distribution. Don't know who you are, but now I do. Residents needing a mask can visit one of the four police patrol substations Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. The masks are free and available for everyone who wants one. How about that? You get a free mask, you go to one of the police department substations. Not a bad deal. I have two of those KN95s. Fit pretty good. Have a little, you know, a little metal in the nose, over the nose there. It fit pretty well. Coming up in about an hour from now, we'll talk with Sedgwick County Commission Chair Pete Meitzner. Of course, with all this going on with the city mandate and whatnot, we're going to see what the county's going to do about that. And Pete's going to have a good handle on that to bring us up to date.
Yep, that'll be a good check-in.
6:38 now, Stephen, 10 in the morning on KNSS. It is time for our commodities update with Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Steve and Ted. Our live cattle and feeder cattle futures both traded above last week's highs yesterday and closed positive with some triple-digit gains taking place. Now, for the first time in a long time, all the live cattle futures closed above the $100 mark. Last week, the five-area feed yard sold almost 110,200 head of cattle in the cash market. This is the second largest cash cattle movement of the year. The Kansas average steer price, $94.31, down a buck and a half from the previous week. Lean hogs closed positive yesterday with the best strength in deferred contracts. At the close, August live cattle, 70 cents higher, $100.10. August feeders, $1.27 higher, $136.15. And August lean hogs were up 7 cents at $49.27. The entire soybean complex Monday traded above last week's highs and closed positive. The wheat and corn futures had inside trading sessions and also closed positive. China yesterday was a buyer of U.S. soybeans and corn. Now, the wheat harvest is 56 86% complete nationwide. In Kansas, 80% complete. The corn good to excellent rating dropped 2 points to 71%, and soybeans was unchanged from last week at 71% also. Friday is the monthly USDA supply and demand report. At the moment, September KC wheat's a penny and a half higher at $4.40. September corn down 3 3/4 at $3.42 3/4. And August soybeans down 2 3/4 at $8.95 3/4. August crude oil trading 42 cents lower at $40.21. August gold $8.30 lower at $1,785.20. September S&P's 24.5 points lower at $3,147.5. September dollar index 21 cents higher at $96.89. And September Dow Jones futures 238 points lower at 25,941. For commodity trading or ag marketing advisory, contact Loeffler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Governor Kelly has issued drought declarations for Kansas counties with executive order number 2054. Declaration includes 74 out of 105 counties either in an emergency, warning, or watch status. So you've been talking about this for quite a while. We've been talking about it on the air about the fact it's kind of dry in some places here in Kansas, and now it looks like it's going to be even drier with a drought, the big D showing up.
Exactly, Steve, and it is a real concern out there in the western part, especially southwestern part of the state, where it's started at and is the worst, but it's been working its way east.
Ooh, so we need a little rain. Had a little pop-up thunder shower west of Wichita yesterday afternoon. Anything happen in Augusta yesterday?
We picked up a little bit over here. It kind of varied where you was at. Talking to people within the city proper over here, it varied tremendously from a sprinkle to over a quarter of an inch.
Really? Wow. Okay. That's what it's been then. Just a spotty pop-up type showers. All right.
Exactly.
Thank you, Tom. Tom Loeffler, the KNSS Commodities Update. Now 6:41, Steve and Ted in the morning. Keep it up for Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker. Younger investors seek investing guidance. That's on the way. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.